Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
All faithful prophets, apostles, and preachers in Bible times worked at being faithful to their God and at warning of false teachers or false prophets who would disturb and lead astray the people of God. Paul urged Timothy to shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness, and their word will eat as does gangrene, of whom are Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is already past, and overthrow the faith of some. 2 Timothy 2:16 through 18. How tragic that members of the body of Christ should listen to such false teachers and have their faith overthrown. The Apostle Peter expressed similar concern. But there were false prophets among the people, meaning among the Jews, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord who bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. 2 Peter 2:1. I have several questions I need to ask you about false teachers. How do we recognize false prophets or false teachers? Whose responsibility is it to recognize them and to expose them? Or is it right to expose them at all? Should we adopt the Gamaliel attitude? How did Jesus and his apostles deal with false teachers? These questions pinpoint some of the glaring weaknesses in the current religious scene in America. Liberal theologians and others are fond of telling us not to judge other people's religious ideas and convictions. That is plainly contrary to the teaching of the Bible. I want to answer the questions I have just raised. How do we recognize false teachers or prophets? If a man or a woman teaches doctrines contrary to the gospel of Christ, he or she is a false teacher. Paul commanded the Christians at Rome, "Mark them who cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you have received, and avoid them." Romans 16:17. A false prophet does not necessarily have to be one who incorrectly predicts the second coming. He can simply teach doctrine contrary to what Jesus and the apostles taught. For example, if he teaches that the resurrection is already past, he is a false teacher. If he denies the virgin birth of Christ or our Lord's resurrection, he is a false teacher. It is primarily the responsibility of the elders of the Lord's church to recognize and to expose false teachers, as Paul so forcefully stated in Acts 20:28 through 31. But it actually is the duty of every Christian. Even if you're not an elder or a preacher, and you hear someone teach false doctrine, you should set in motion the correction of such teaching. You may be able to correct the error, but if you are not, talk with the elders of the congregation you attend. Obviously, it must be done with the right spirit, but it must be done. Otherwise, souls could be at stake. You know we must do all within our power to prevent the loss of even one member. Some brothers in Christ have suggested that the church ought to adopt the Gamaliel attitude. Gamaliel, a famous Jewish rabbi, recommended leaving the new movement, Christianity, alone, lest haply we be found to fight against God. Acts 5:39. In other words, religious movements should not be opposed. If they are not of God, they will die. If they are of God, we do not want to fight against God. Incidentally, that is not the approach the apostles followed. They attacked error immediately, because they knew the evil it could do. We must follow the apostles, not Gamaliel. How did Jesus and the apostles deal with false teachers? I have time to give you one example. There were people who put pressure on Paul to have Titus circumcised. Paul said concerning these men, "They are false brethren, to whom we gave place by subjection, no, not for an hour, that the truth of God might continue with you." Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.